Welcome back to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm here with Angela Bachman today.
It's great to be here with you, Brittany, and you guys can find us online at theunionedge.com, and you can download a podcast or check out what else we've been up to right there.
And joining us right now, we've got Chris Garlock of the D.C. Labor Council. Chris, welcome back.
Guys, how you doing? Happy Labor Day, almost.
Happy Labor Day.
Yeah. So what do you got going on down there?
We're excited.
Oh, man. We are working. I know everybody's looking forward to a nice long weekend, and God bless, and I hope everybody's got those grills fired up. Couple things. We have got a whole raft of stuff going on. It's up on our website, dclabor.org. Actually, it starts tonight. There's a Labor on the BEMA event tonight, 6:45. Transit workers are doing an event tomorrow. And then NOVA, our colleagues over in Northern Virginia, are doing their annual picnic on Sunday. Also on WAMU, which is one of our NPR affiliates here in town, they're doing a big broadcast, old-time radio stuff on Sunday nights, and they're actually picked out Murray Horowitz, who's actually a former union clown, believe it or not. He picked up some really cool, laborific, old-timey radio stuff, so that's going to be on AMU on Sunday night. And then there's two parades that folks are participating in, one in Greenbelt and one up in Gaithersburg on Monday, on actual Labor Day. And there's a Labor Day mass. So all of that, full details, website, dclabor.org. But can I tell you what my current crusade is?
Yes.
Please.
You can't stop me, right?
Nope.
Well, I don't know. You guys may have heard about it. You may have talked about it. You know who the latest inductee to the Labor Hall of Honor is at the Department of Labor?
I heard this, and no, we have not talked about it, so please proceed.
Drum roll,
well,
please.
Drum roll, please. And you know, when I told my son this the other day, he said, are you trolling me, Dad? And I was like, no, dude, seriously. Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
I don't even
Somebody
have words.
You know what? It's funny that you say that, because like, I thought the same thing. Whenever I read that, I actually read it twice, and then I checked the source that it came from, because I was like, are you kidding me? Like, what?
It's really, you know, it's crazy, right? The Labor Hall, it used to be the Labor Hall of Fame, and that's another story, but now it's this online Labor Hall of Honor. You know, and what it's supposed to do is pay tribute to folks who have, you know, worked to improve the life of working folks. And, you know, basically there's no possible way that you can say that Ronald Reagan did that. In point of fact, what he did demonstrably, you know, actually made life worse for working people across the country. Not just unions, who he really had it in for, and most famously, you know, firing the air traffic controllers, which not only ruined, you know, their lives, literally, you know, a lot of them, you know, died and had health issues, and as well as losing their jobs, but it really gave the green light to employers across the country to do the same thing. And, you know, folks don't like to strike, but that's something that they can do if things get too bad. And basically, you know, even today, you just don't see that many strikes anymore, because they know that, you know, they can be replaced. The nice term is replacement workers, but, you know, we call them scabs.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to know what their thought process was for nominating him. And then I'm sure there was other people nominated. And then they chose, of all the nominations, to accept him.
Oh, yeah. And whose decision was this, by the way?
You are asking all the right questions. Obviously, you know, I'm not on the inside of the Trump administration and can't tell you, but I do have a pretty good idea of some, you know, answers on that. One is, formally, it's, you know, the nomination is by the Secretary of Labor, Acosta, although, you know, the word that I get is that he's taking orders directly from the White House. Now, the rumor around town here in D.C. is that this is payback. You know, Trump and Thea Lee got off of a president's, I think it was his manufacturing council a couple of weeks ago. You know, I'd like to point out that, you know, we were not the only ones to get off that council. You know, basically everybody was getting off that council after Trump embarrassed the country by not denouncing racists and white supremacists. So,
right.
Trump, you know, President Trump took a correct position. But the word around here,